U.S. control extends out into the Pacific from the coastlines of California, Oregon, Washington, and Alaska, and of course from Hawaii. But then there are U.S. territories, which come in two categories. Guam, the Northern Marianas, and American Samoa all enjoy a degree of local autonomy, but they are all overseen directly by the federal government. At the moment, for example, Washington has closed waters around American Samoa to preserve stocks of tuna, which locals would like to keep open to preserve employment. The other category of territory comprises uninhabited islands, reefs, and atolls, several of them former military bases. Famous battles were fought for Wake and Midway Islands during the Second World War. The others include some of the most remote and isolated pieces of land on Earth: Baker, Howland, and Jarvis Islands, Palmyra and Johnston Atolls, and Kingman Reef. Three former Pacific territories went on to become independent nations. The Federated States of Micronesia, the Marshall Islands, and Palau, they all continue a relationship with the U.S. through compacts of free association. The U.S. has full authority over defense in exchange for access to U.S. health care and to services like the post office. Citizens of COFA countries can travel freely to the United States and do not need permits to work. All three, though, sent delegations here to Paris to fight for their rights in any climate change agreement. For Hawaii Public Radio in Paris, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.